This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President Donald Trump is acknowledging he downplayed the expected impact of the deadly coronavirus earlier in the year, but he said he did so in order to avoid creating a panic. A new book by journalist Bob Woodward reveals President Trump said he had been warned in January that the virus had the potential to kill millions. Yet the president still reassured Americans publicly that the virus was very well under control. As of today, around 190,000 people have died in the U.S. so far, and millions have been infected. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden responded, saying President Trump lied to the American people and failed to do his job. Britain and the European Union will hold emergency talks Thursday over Brexit divorce treaty fallout. The British government's planned law, released Wednesday, says it can act outside international law and undercut parts of the treaty. Now EU negotiators are trying to determine how to deal with London and whether they should use part of the Brexit withdrawal agreement to take legal action against Britain. The British government says its planned law clarifies ambiguities to the withdrawal agreement. It also says its main priority is the 1998 Northern Irish peace deal that ended decades of violence. India had another record spike of well over 95,000 new coronavirus infections in the last 24 hours. This as the virus spreads beyond its major cities. The more than 1,100 deaths reported in the last day pushed its death toll past 75,000. We have more stories on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News.